Bitachon for Life, Shir 698, Wednesday, Parshas Balak. We are explaining the attitude to approach life in general. To understand that the Ribbono Shel Olam is sheltering us no matter what is going on. And we have to internalize that when things are going good. It's very, very important. That's why there's such an emphasis on making brachas. A person says a bracha throughout the day. Every time he eats something, he says a bracha. The purpose is to internalize when things are good, to attribute them to their source. To realize when you take something out of your refrigerator, it's not coming from your refrigerator, it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you acknowledge that with a bracha. So then a person walks around with the attitude, Oymar Lashem Machsiyum Tzudasi, before Rachmana Litzlan he's challenged. When it's much easier to feel it. The more a person repeats it then, the easier it becomes later. And that is really the feeling of machsi. When things are fine, when things are okay, that is when a person should work on machsi. A person should get up in the morning and turn to the areas that he's not struggling with and say the pasuk, Oymar Lashem Machsiyum Tzedasi. And then afterwards to turn to the other areas that he is struggling with, and repeat the pasuk again. Because it's the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And let's take another example. A house. A person is living in an apartment, and they have to move into a house. But the market's very difficult, it's very expensive, and it's very hard to find a proper house in the proper neighborhood for the proper price. Sit down by your dining room table, and look at the ceiling. And ask yourself, how did you end up in an apartment in the first place? Who's putting a ceiling over your head? You think it's because you rented this apartment before the market spiked? You think it's your brilliance that found you this apartment? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's sheltering you. Your apartment is a manifestation of Machsi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, even though you look around and you see a hot market, and it seems to be very difficult to find an appropriate bias, you understand? It's the same machsi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent you the first apartment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'ezer Hashem sent you the house when you need it. Because first we have to understand that the apartment is only a manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's protection. And then we can understand that all future houses and apartments are also manifestations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's protection. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care about the market, and it doesn't make a difference how expensive it is to him. He has your house, he knows what's for you. How do I know that? Because I realize that what I have now comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore I don't get concerned when it seems like it's difficult to find a house, because just like I found one until now, I will continue to find one Be'ezer Hashem.